Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you, my joyful and beloved friends of the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program? This is your wonderful, yes, I did say wonderful. If I don't say it, you know, who's going to say it? Yes, I am your wonderful Joy of Wealthy Living host. Hi, this is Dr. Ann, and welcome again to this wonderful place of being surrounded and just filled with light, filled with joy, filled with everything that's all good and all that is wonderful in your life, in my life, and everybody else's life. I know you said, well, when is she going to settle down? When is she going to settle down and find a wonderful space to be? Well, you know what? I think I'm going to stay here for the next month or so. And then there is a major announcement about the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program that will be announced at the end of August. I know I said it was going to be at the end of July. Well, this is the major announcement about the major announcement, okay? All right, so deal with it. I'm dealing with it right now. Okay, so that reminds me of a saying that Martha Beck, who is also a life coach, and she writes a magazine article in O Magazine, and one of her quotes says, any transition serious enough to alter your definition of self will require not just small adjustments in your way of living and thinking, but a full-on metamorphosis. Well, oh, how wonderful does that quote fit in with the Joy of Wealthy Living, because we are going through a metamorphosis right now. We're going through a change. And when we emerge from this cocoon, oh my goodness, the butterfly is just going to be so colorful and beautiful. And just knowing that it has spent these last couple of months changing into this wonderful, beautiful butterfly. And with that, just take a deep breath and just know that we all are in this wonderful space, that we are here for a purpose. We're here to express our passion. And with our passion and our purpose, we're here to transform the world. We're here to help people go through transitions, each and every one of us. And today, our special guest is Kim Boudreau, and we'll talk to her in just a few seconds. So if you need to go get that glass of water, or if you need to get a pen and a pad of paper to write down some wonderful techniques she's going to give us, you have a couple of seconds to run and come back and settle down. Okay? Be back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being. You are listening to your daily dose of...
Well, our daily dose today is Kim Boudreau-Smith. Let me tell you a little bit about Kim. Kim is the CEO of Kim Boudreau-Smith, Inc., and she is known to be a change agent and walking women through transitional phases in their lives. Kim proved to be a direct, no-sense cheerleader for her clients, taking them from the missing piece. And when we talk about peace, we're talking about the P-E-A-C-E, and pieces in their lives to becoming quite clear on their purpose. She is an author, inspirational speaker, and event host, providing teleseminars and support circles for women. Prior to Kim's current business, she excelled in corporate America, owned and operated a fitness company, working and supporting hundreds of women obtain healthier lifestyles. Kim brings passion and compassion, as well as personal triumph, to the table. She's all about change and forward moving so you can gain clarity on your true self. Kim, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome, Kim. It's a pleasure to have you here on the Joy of Wealthy Living program today. Oh, boy, we're going to have fun today.
We are. It's all about fun, isn't it, Dr. Ann? And I just love your playfulness in your voice. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. The playfulness in my voice. Oh, my goodness. Just wait till we actually meet in person.
I know.
Well, thank you. I accept that from you. I really do. So, Kim, is there anything else that you want to add to that little short bio I read to everyone that you want to tell people about who you are? So the one thing that I just want to interject for a minute, that if you recognize playfulness in my voice, then there must be some playfulness in you.
Oh, yes. I'm all about let's push our sleeves up and let's put our big girl pants on, but let's have a lot of fun about doing it, and let's be playful and support. Let's support one another as we're going through this playfulness. And, you know, Dr. Ann, you said something when you were starting the beginning of your radio station, and you would just put the biggest smile on my face by saying, yes, I said wonderful. And I am saying wonderful, because if I don't say it about myself, who's going to? And you know what? You are so right. We as women don't say that stuff about ourselves enough.
No, because we're always waiting for someone else to validate who we are.
Yeah.
And if we don't recognize the wonder, the beauty that we have within us, then, you know, why wait on somebody else?
Absolutely. And that, to add to that the beautiful bio that you just read, gosh, it was so beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the work that I do with women, is coming back around to that living your true purpose. And purpose, the word purpose is used a lot. And, you know, for lack of better words, is really coming in and honing into your true purpose and really learning to self-accept in the moment that you are now, and validating yourself.
I know. So you must have a story. You must have a story to tell about how you got to this point in recognizing your passion, recognizing that every one of us has a purpose here on this planet called Earth. So how did you get here? What's your story?
Well, in a very short snippet here, I was in corporate America climbing. I was excelling in corporate America, climbing that ladder. I was on a fast track. I was a movie star. of a major corporation. And back then, and this was a long time ago, it was all about my title and how much money I was making. And I had that title and that amount of money stripped away from me within 10 minutes. I was blindsided, had no idea it was coming. And I personally did not know who I was, but that was not my aha moment. That was not my pivotal moment, because I said, fine, go ahead and take that away from me. I got an awesome resume, and I can just go right on out there and just network and market myself and get myself another great job. And I did that for many years, well
yes.
into my 30s and inching into my 40s. It was about around 40, 41, where my heart and soul was starting to wake up and say, if you don't nurture and feed me, I am dying. And I still did not have a well-awakening consciousness about that. I dabbled in a few things. And then I thought, oh, okay, did my weekend thing, I'm fixed, and went on to the next thing. It wasn't until I was about 48 years old, a few years ago, at a major intersection near my home, in the middle of the day at a red light, I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And thank God my head fell forward and it woke me up. But I did it again within split seconds. And my foot did not slide off the brake. I did not hurt myself. I did not hurt anyone else. And I was close to home. And I came home and I stood in my house and I went, what the bleep is going on? And I am so asleep and dead on the inside. And I just pulled myself up by the heels of my boots, made some phone calls. I reached out to my community of women and took myself on a journey, and there's no turning back. I'm on a beautiful journey. So with my personal triumphs and tribulations, I see women out there doing the same thing, and it's like, whoa, no. So that's the work I do is, you know, take from my experience, take from my certification, I cleaned my life up and looked in the mirror. I looked in the mirror and I was waiting for the bottles of Windex to clean my mirror, and no bottles of Windex was going to clean my mirror and the reflection. I had to go in and do that myself. So I see women saying I'm overwhelmed and I'm this and I wish I could start over. You know, Dr. Ann, there's no starting over. And why would you want to start over? We've got some beautiful foundation and momentum going on here. It's just getting clear on the purpose and building on that and really rock it and really rock our lives. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for?
Absolutely, because you know what? When you said that you have fallen asleep, how many of us are walking zombies because we do not tune into that passion, that we do not focus upon or recognize the purpose that we are here for?
Mm-hmm.
And it's greater than pulling in a paycheck every week or every two weeks.
And, you know, and with that being said, you know, yes, we all need money to pay for things. I understand that. But when we step into our own personal purpose and our passion, money is not a topic. The money knocks at your front door, literally. The things come tenfold more than you ever expected.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that?
Yeah, there you go.
I think somebody's knocking at my door.
Yes. Boy, that's a knock at that opportunity that you least expected. I teach for a program called Reaching Higher, and it's an 8-week leadership course, and we're inside of high schools, and it's so cool and just so wonderful to see these kids come in as a wilting flower. In over 8 weeks, you know, we water them, metaphorically speaking, with skills and some leadership, you know, with their tool belt and tools. And, you know, these kids are, you know, passing grades and in 8 weeks. And I tell these kids, you know, there's an expression out there. And I'm sure you've used it, and I'm sure you've heard a lot of adults use it. And the expression is, be careful what you ask for. And I tell these kids, don't you dare ever be careful what you ask for. Just be crystal clear, because it knocks at your front door.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
And And basically what you're saying is, and in another sense of verbiage, is that what you put out is what you get back in.
Yeah.
And it's all about the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And the law is always working, whether you believe it or not. And if you want whatever it is that you want in your life, be very crystal clear about what it is that you truly want in your life. Mm-hmm. True?
Yeah, and that's a lot of the work that I do with women. I have women come to me and say, I'm fearful, so it's holding me back in my career, and I know I can take my career to the next level. And it's like, absolutely, I can support you, and I could coach you on that, and I could be your best Toys R Us pom-pom cheerleader that there is on the face of this earth. And I sit down with them, and after the first session, it's more than that. It's more than just being fearful of talking in front of people, let's say, and not being able to move forward, or it could be something else. It's more than that. It's the fact
yes.
that we lack that self-nurturing and that self-care, and until we're really honed in on our passion and what that passion is all about, and we're going after that, the fear is she's still going to come back periodically and say, hey, you might be off track there. Come on back around. And you just have to simply say, I got it handled.
Yes.
But we are managing all that then, as opposed to
yes.
it managing us.
Yes. Of course. Of course. So you told us about, you know, when you fell asleep, you went back home, you discovered that, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then how long did it take you to actually get your business up and running from that point on?
I had a business at that time. My first business after I overlapped it with corporate America was a fitness business, which fell into my lap. And that is
really?
Still, that's still just slightly alive, just very little alive. And so that business was up, and I took it down. And I took it back up, and I took it down with all of my inner voice. I'm bored. I don't know where I'd be when I grow up. And I was so ungrateful of where my business was at. And I was the woman that drove around, oh, there's something more than just this. There's that missing piece. There's something more. There's the missing piece, P-E-A-C-E. There's something more. And that's what
mm-hmm.
happened to me at the red light. I literally fell asleep because I talked myself into the lack of passion. I was tired. I was bored. I was asleep. And I had no idea what direction I was going in. So my fitness business has been around for 20-plus years. My current
really?
My current business now, Kim Boudreaux Smith Incorporated, was birthed about a year and a half ago. And I just rebranded it with my name. And Dr. Ann, the clearer that I am about my passion and what direction and knowing who I am and where I'm going, time is irrelevant.
Well, who are you for real? I mean, I read all that stuff. That stuff. Who do you say you really are? Who are you?
I'm Kim Boudreaux Smith, which is just a name.
Yes.
And I'm fiercely compassionate about staying in my authentic self, being transparent, and paving the way for other women that are maybe lost, not quite sure what direction they're going in, and paving the way for other women, not just here in my backyard, but nationally, and most importantly, globally.
Globally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe in the global. And I know this is probably not a good word, but I'm making it up as I go. Is the globalness of what we do, because it is like the analogy of the fluttering of the wings of the butterfly. Just one little flutter of the wing of the butterfly changes the whole atmosphere of the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, it's just, it's stepping into your fantabulous you.
Ah,
and what that
yes.
looks like and who that is and what that not just looks like. Because you know something, Dr. Ann? You and I can skip and hold some hands and let's go to the mall and we can hit up on Neiman Marcus and let's go buy makeup and we can go shopping and buy the most prettiest suit, Nick, if it is
okay,
like
I'm ready
love.
To go. Let's go.
But that's not truly living in your authentic, fantabulous you self. It's really yeah. coming on in and let that inner light really roar like the most beautiful bonfire that is. And
yes.
that's for each and every one of us women to really, truly discover what that is.
Yes. You know, that reminds me of that song that some of us sing in church, This Little Light of Mine.
Yes.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yes.
You know, and just change the words. This little big bonfire of mine, I'm going to let it burn.
Yeah.
Burn, let it burn, let it burn.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Let that baby roar like there's nothing else. And don't let anyone get in your way and stop you either.
I tell you, because there are some people out there who just love to see you fall.
Yeah, and what is that all about? Actually, I don't want to know what that's all about. But you know something? That has a lot to do with where that person is in their life. That's you know, I say, I use these words often. Look, you know, have your moment of being insecure and let it
mm-hmm.
little shake your self-confidence. Listen, I've been there, and you know something? I can have a moment of it. I admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But please do not project or puke that onto me.
I know. So when you're helping these women, I know you're drawing upon some of your experiences and everything. So what are the techniques or steps that you help these women to help find that inner peace that you've been talking about?
Well, I always begin, step number one, I always begin, first of all, I want to hear and discover what it is that's really maybe nagging at them or that they feel is missing, you know, whether it's
mm-hmm.
lack of confusion, lack of unaware of what direction that they're going, whatever all that is. And then
yes.
I take them back to their purpose statement. And it depends on where the woman is at the time. I've worked with women that... they work for companies that have purpose and mission statements and core values, but we don't have personal purpose statements. And a lot of us do not know what our top five core values are to us. So I start there. I always begin there. It's a foundation. Let's get on in. Let's discover what your passion is. Let's take that passion and write it into a purposeful mission statement. And then I do some core value work. It's a game. The core value is a game. I make it fun. And then we go from there of whatever specific needs to be. And with a lot of women, Dr. Ann, after we do stuff like that, it's usually coming back to self-nurturing. And,
yes.
and teaching these women to take the time of raising the children, being the great wife, being the awesome corporate woman where they're trying to expand the glass ceilings, or being the awesome solopreneur is literally taking, no pun intended, and this could be literal, but literally taking the bubble bath time, the bubble bath moments and whatever that looks like.
Oh, yeah. Or going to the spa or something
like
that.
It might be a massage. It might be going out in your backyard and being connected to Mother Earth and spending time with your garden with your cup of coffee. Or if it's at the end of the day, your glass of wine and your piece of chocolate. But it's that
or
bubble
Garrett
bath
popcorn.
Moment. Yeah. It's those bubble bath moments and really turning in and self-nurturing. And a lot of the ways are positive affirmations, because we all have an inner dialogue going on, that sometimes that inner dialogue can be the biggest bully that we have in our lives.
So what is one of your favorite affirmations?
Oh, I am power-filled. I am power-filled.
Yes, yes. Instead of saying I am powerful, I am power filled. Yes. And with that, are there any other steps that you have with that, or just looking at their purpose, their core values, and anything else?
Well, again, it depends upon the individual and where they're at, especially with like positive affirmations. Do you know, Dr. Ann, it's very difficult for a lot of people to stop and go, ooh, positive affirmations. I can say, oh, I am out of shape, or I am a little roly-poly here. And it's like, no, that's what affirmations are for.
It is so easy for us to look for the negative versus looking for the positive.
And we live in a very negative society. So a couple of things that I do and work with is I have women take yellow Post-its, or it doesn't have to be yellow. It can be your favorite color of a Post-it. And
yes.
I have them write out their positive affirmations, and I tell them, where do you spend most of your time? If it's on a computer, you have to post these around your computer screen. If it's in front of the mirror in the morning when we're blowing out our hair and putting our makeup on, they need to decorate that as well. If it's in your car because you're a salesperson and you're on the road a lot, they need to be on your dashboard.
Yes.
And it's just starting there. It's retraining our brain, and our brain is a muscle, and it's retraining the brain. It's undoing the negative and getting into the positive, because we're living a can't society, and that's the second step after the positive affirmation, is changing up our verbiage and getting rid of the word can't, and just simply saying, if there's something that you cannot do, is switching up and saying, I am unable to do this. And it's power filled. It's staying in your power filled, as opposed to saying, I can't.
Absolutely. You know, we have, oh my gosh, you know, time just runs away with us when we're having so much fun. But there's one thing that I do want to touch upon. You love to travel. I love to travel. Mm-hmm. I heard you went to Rwanda in Africa. And what is one thing that you want to leave our audience with? What is the inspiration that you can tell us that you got from traveling over there?
Anything is possible. Anything is possible. And listen, we step into the possibilities, the limitless possibilities of our lives, and anything is possible. They're really doing it over there in Rwanda 18 years later from a second genocide. They're rebuilding that country one Ifari, one brick at a time. And you want to talk about forget happy people. They're joyful people in a third world country living in poverty, very poor, with very little means, and they're really making it happen. And anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And so, ladies, and do you work with any gentlemen?
I mainly work with ladies, but that doesn't mean that a gentleman is not welcome into my practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So remember that anything is possible. And you can get to work with Kim. Is this true, Kim?
Yes.
Well, so how can they get to know more about the programs you offer in supporting women discovering their purpose? And how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is www.kimboudreausmith.com. That's K-I-M. Boudreausmith. I know that middle name there can be a challenge for spelling. And that is a .com.
Okay, why don't you spell that once more?
It's KIMBOUDREAUSMITH.com. KimBoudreausmith.com.
Well, Kim, it has been such a delight having you on the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program today. and you are so much fun to play with.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I stand in such honor on being your guest on this beautiful program, Dr. Ann. Thank you.
Well, you know what? When we get settled in our new place and everything, you are coming back. So everybody, just wait and listen next week, same time, to the Joy of Wealthy Living program. See you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, or email her at drann@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.